recording. Okay. All right.
Because I'm trying.
Yes, I know.
I'll check.
Today, do you know, okay, the name of the show is The Modern American Dream. Okay?
Okay.
If you Google the Modern American Dream, this is the definition according to Google, okay? The American dream is the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in a society in which upward mobility is possible for everyone. Do you get that?
Yes.
That's nice, right?
Yeah, I do.
So let me give you an introduction. This is my own introduction, Sadie's. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm interviewing Sadie's Barreto. She's been in real estate since 2009, mm-hmm. right? Before this?
No, yes.
Okay. She came from the financial?
Yeah, financial
banking
services.
Industry?
Banking services.
Okay. And then she started a real estate team. And you work in Keller Williams in Andover. She has a big real estate team, right? One of the top teams in our office and probably Northeast Association. In any case, I talk to Sadie's all the time in our office. I think you're a very nice person. I feel like I really connected with you after, you know, you had some hard times and we had some conversations in the hallway, you know, and I think that, I just want to talk to you about business, about life, and different things that'll come up, and then we'll just talk about it. So give me, like, your own introduction, you know, like, who is Sadie's, where is Sadie's from, what is Sadie's up to?
I believe my background is a very unique background.
Yeah.
I was born in Bogota, Colombia. Mm-hmm. And my parents are from Switzerland.
Parents are from Switzerland?
In Switzerland.
And I live here.
Wow,
that's
so cool. It's kind of unique background.
Yeah, that is unique.
Yeah, I have been living here for many years with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And like they say, this is a country where you can succeed and do and go very high as you want.
As high as you want.
Yeah.
As high as you want to work, the opportunities there.
Opportunities there. The kids want to go to school. There is the opportunity. In my country, we never ask, do I have to go to college? We think that's something that we must.
That you have to do.
Yes.
Like everybody's going to college.
Yeah, even the rich, the middle class, and the poor.
You're going to school.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool. So you came, so you live now north of Boston, but you came here when? It's been so many years.
So many years.
Were you a little girl?
No, because if I be a little girl, I didn't have an accent.
You'd be like me.
Even I went to school here, but still having no heavy accent, but I still have an accent.
I came here when I was 9.
Yeah.
And I don't have an accent. My sister was 10, and she has an accent.
My daughter, she was 9, and she doesn't have an accent.
Does not have an accent?
No.
How many kids do you have?
I do have 3.
3 kids?
3 kids.
Wow. So you came here with your kids and you started real estate?
No. We are not the typical immigrant.
Yeah.
Because we came here in a different situation.
Yeah.
My husband, he was working for the Chase Manhattan Bank.
Chase Manhattan?
Yes.
Wow.
And it was a transfer.
It was a nice job.
Oh, that's a nice job. Yeah, okay. It was on the commercial, international something.
Big enough that you moved the whole thing.
Yeah, they moved us here. That means that we came in a different situation like most of the immigrants.
Yeah.
My kids came with a student visa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember my visa, what type was, but I remember that I couldn't walk because it wasn't allowed to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And then what?
And then after several years, we just stayed here. We were able, we wanted to stay here, and my husband and I, we wanted that the kids went to school, go to school over here.
Yeah.
So, and it's that we did. My old son, he went to Northeastern.
Yeah.
He's an electrical engineer. My daughter, she went to Merrimack College and then UMass.
Mm-hmm.
And she works in something about computers, marketing.
Yep.
And my youngest son, he's a scientist.
Wow.
He went to WPH, it's a Worcester Polytechnic.
Yep.
And
good school.
Yeah, now he's doing a master in biotechnology.
Wow.
He's a biomedical engineer, and he works, he's working for Moderna since he graduated.
Yep.
And he works on the COVID vaccine.
Wow.
So that means
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. We're very proud.
They're all older now. They're out of college or just a little bit. The youngest one's still in school?
Yeah, he's working, but he's still doing his master. He'll be done by this year.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you were in New York?
No.
In Manhattan when you first came?
No, no.
You came here?
We came here.
Bank was in Boston.
Yeah, it was in Boston.
Oh, wow.
And we live here. We didn't live in Boston because the schools. We prefer going to the suburbs, like New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the school was like a quiet environment for our kids.
For the kids, yeah. And then you did what? You got into real estate at some point there?
No. I went to school here,
mm-hmm.
because I thought that I spoke English,
mm-hmm.
but when you get here, they talk so fast.
You realize you don't speak it like the way
they
talk it here, like American English.
Yeah, you need to get used to the English.
Yeah.
So I went to college again here,
mm-hmm.
and then started in banking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got in for business with a minor in banking, and then I was a financial advisor for 16 years.
Yep.
When the stock market crashed back in 2008,
mm-hmm.
so I asked my husband if he could support me for 1 year, and I would try the real estate.
No, why real estate?
Because I had already the license.
Oh, you already had a real estate license? Why did you have a license?
Because my best friend, she obligated me. One day she said, "Say this, you have a class starting Monday."
Oh, she signed you up.
She signed and she paid for. And they say, "No,
you had no choice."
Say, "No, I don't want to do that."
Yeah.
Say, "Okay, you're going to me to lose my money?" Say,
yeah.
"Okay, I will go." Because I always think that everything that you learn, it's a plus for you.
It puts you a little bit higher.
In any kind of learning,
it
puts you up, it brings you to a different level.
It's investing in yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like every day I learn from everybody.
Yeah.
For the well-educated, for the no-educated people.
Everybody can teach you something.
Teaching me something every day.
Yeah. That's the mindset you always had?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you came here, you went to college, you did banking, and then you got into real estate.
Into real estate.
You tell your husband, give me 1 year.
And support me because I wasn't going
to
have no income.
Yeah. And then what?
And then I started with a small company, and I always like to be in a corp America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to work for a small bank, so mm-hmm. small companies.
Yeah.
I prefer, I navigate better in a corporation.
Yeah.
So I started on that company, and they moved to a great company, Exit.
Mm-hmm.
The
real estate.
It's from Canada.
Yeah.
Good company, not as good as Keller Williams.
Yeah.
So then my broker sold the franchise,
mm-hmm.
and I ended with a Coco early in the doing.
Oh, I know them, yep.
Yeah. So my clientele is everywhere, but most of
mm-hmm.
my clientele is in Boston and surroundings.
Yeah.
When I was presenting an offer over there, they asked, "Coco who?" And I didn't like it. Say, no, I need to do something.
No name recognition.
No name recognition. Yeah. Because it's a great company, but it's for the Merrimack Valley.
It's local.
It's local for the Merrimack Valley. I did a transaction with Ron Carpenito.
Ron?
Yeah.
I'm going to get Ron on the podcast.
Yeah.
Next.
And he was following me for 7 months.
Yeah.
Plus the... Marianne. Do you remember Marianne?
Marianne was the one. Marianne.
The team leader.
Arini Tangerini.
Arini.
Yeah.
Arini Tangerini.
She recruited my brother and I.
Oh.
Yeah. We weren't going to join the company, but I thought she was a great person.
I remember
person.
When you came in.
Oh,
I
really?
I came first. When did you come?
In maybe 7 years ago. What, 2000? 15, maybe?
But I came in September.
I don't remember what month. Maybe, August, because our cap date is August.
Yeah, because
August.
it was kind of the same. I remember.
Wow, you were here for that long?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm
not moving anywhere. I'm not planning moving anywhere.
So then you came into the company?
As a solo agent.
Okay. Before you were on a team something like that?
Yeah. Marianne, she invited me to the Mega Cup.
Mm-hmm.
When I went over there, I said to myself, what am I doing with this real estate with all the company? When all these millennials and 20-somethings, they are bringing 1 million.
Yeah.
To me at that time, that was a lot.
Crazy.
He said, oh, no, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That is a million. That is a lot.
Like in commissions.
In commissions.
Yeah.
In commissions.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You thought that was a lot of money.
He said, oh, that is a lot. I would never.
Like a lot and impossible for you to do.
Not impossible, but difficult to reach.
Like that. Real far.
I said, no.
Yeah.
I don't picture myself doing that.
Yeah.
So immediately after the Mega Camp, I signed with Keller Williams.
Wow.
And this is the best decision that I ever made.
For your career.
For my career. Because I don't like to be changed companies.
Yeah. It's hard to change all the time.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I think I see a lot of new people change companies a lot. If you find the right company, it's good to recognize it, you know, and to just stay there. But, like, there's a lot of people that jump around. So it's nice that you found something and you're like, oh, this feels nice for me, right?
No, and I think even the new agents, they should give extra time to prove if that company is a good fit for them. Because you don't know in 1 month.
You don't know. It takes time sometimes.
Yeah, it takes time.
So let's go back. The first year you tell your husband, did you do any deals? Did you do any deals?
Oh, yes, I did.
No way.
Because I started with all my data.
You weren't like a new person just starting a career. You already had a career. You knew how the business world operated.
Yeah, I was in sales. Always I sold something.
Yeah.
Intangibles or...
Yeah.
Or I was... regional director for a cosmetic company for the
So you had some good
experience. Have my background in sales.
Yeah.
I have a sales background.
So how was the first year for you?
I believe I did ten transactions. It wasn't bad.
Wow, that's good.
It wasn't
for your
bad.
First year. That's
that
really
was
good.
In my other brokerage company.
So you did 10 and then what? Like you did
it was increasing
more and more and more.
More and always at Coco Early. I was at the
like
president.
Top agent.
Yeah,
top agent.
Wow, president's
awesome.
Club. Yeah.
What advice do you have for new agents that maybe don't have experience in sales?
The first that I advise them is that take the classes. The knowledge and get some mentoring and go to the field because you don't get some agents. They think that they can build the business from a desk.
Yeah.
And my business is not building from a desk.
You have to go.
I go out. That's
in the field.
That is the way that I build my business.
Yeah.
Going on the field, on business call, networking. I do a lot, invest a lot in network.
And now you're a luxury agent.
Yes.
So many years later. Now you have a team, you have people that work with you, right?
Yeah.
What did you learn, or what do you learn about having a team and having people with you?
So I always have
people. What's your mindset, you know?
My mindset is when you learn to see, to say we. A team is no I.
There's no I in team.
It's we.
Mm-hmm.
In a team, when you learn and you say we, that is a powerful word.
It's your attitude. It shows your attitude towards the people you're with.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty good. I met some people on your team. I think everybody that I met so far, you all have really good like camaraderie, it seems.
We have a bonding.
Yeah, we have a bond,
Yeah, we work hard, but at the same time, we go for dinner, do social activities, because to me it's very important, work and mental health.
And mental health.
Mental health.
Is so important.
It's so important. You go out, socialize, that is a relief, mental relief for you. Because we have a very stressful job.
Yes.
I believe.
Real estate, yes. It can get very stressful.
My mind is very stressed. It's very stressed.
There's definitely some days that are very like.
But I love my job.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't do it all the time.
If your friend, this is your friend that got you into real estate, are they still in real estate?
My friends.
Did they ever get into it? The one that signed you up for the class?
Which one? Oh, they. No.
No?
No. She was a broker.
Oh, wow.
But there was something that happening in between that office, two brokers involved.
And it just didn't work out.
It didn't work out. And then personal situations, and she just left the business.
Oh, wow.
And she always say, I knew it said this. I knew it said it that you were to reach this guy. She always sent me notes.
That's cool. So are you still friends?
Yeah, we are very good friends.
What does she do?
Right now she's in Maine, and she's it's something related to real estate, because she is an investor, and she rented properties.
Oh, wow.
It's something related.
Do you invest in real estate?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah,
I do. Do you think everybody should invest in real estate?
Yes, I do.
Like how? Like, how should people invest in real estate? At any level that they possibly can?
Yeah, at any level. When I started investing, we started with my husband with apartments. Because we didn't have, like, a big cash flow. So we started with flipping, like, small condos.
Oh, really? I just did my first one.
Yeah, we even bought properties in Ohio, in Florida.
Oh, so different states. How come different states?
Because we were looking for opportunities.
And you just, like, talk to people, and they were like, oh, there's a thing here that can work, or...
Oh, no. I always hired an agent.
In the other state.
Yeah, you need... Even when I sell my properties, I hire an agent.
And
don't get involved.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that buyer following me for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, like, how big do you want to grow the business for yourself, for your team? Like, what do you see yourself doing? Do you think you're going to retire? Do you think you're going to do it for a long, like, much longer?
So,
what do you think? Like,
I don't think that I'm retiring right now.
Yeah.
I need to be a little older. So because I have a full energy.
Yeah.
And I believe I'm not too old.
The business still gives you like good energy.
Yeah. And I do yoga. So I live a healthy life. So I have a lot of energy.
That's cool. What has been some of your hardest? Did you ever have like really hard years in real estate?
Oh yes, in with like a new business.
Like what made it like difficult?
It was in 2006 mm-hmm. and 2007
mm-hmm.
when the market was low.
Mm-hmm.
That all the sellers they pledged they. I was asking, please sell my property.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many properties.
Yeah.
But everything was so low price
mm-hmm.
that we didn't make a good income.
Yeah.
And it was so difficult to sell the properties. It was a buyer's market,
mm-hmm.
but we suffered with the sellers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, over time, as the business grew and you've proven yourself, like, you obviously have a track record of having a successful career, you know. Do you think that if you didn't get into real estate, would you still invest a lot in real estate?
Yes, because even I was in real estate and we invested.
You were buying properties.
Yeah, because
and buying properties.
I firmly believe as an investment person,
mm-hmm.
a background,
mm-hmm.
that real estate is one of the best investments.
It's a good place to put your money
yeah,
to get
exactly.
a return on
yeah.
your investment.
It's
yeah, that I agree with that. I've made my money in real estate,
mm-hmm.
and then I did my first condo remodel, and then Arthur and I bought a 4-family, and then we have a 3-family in Medford that we're buying.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think that it's nice. Do you tell your kids to do the same thing?
Yeah, but they don't want to.
They don't want
to? They don't want to.
What? Because they see you in the business?
Yeah, I don't know. My son, my youngest one,
mm-hmm.
He preferred invest in stocks.
In stocks.
In the stock market.
Yeah, which is good. There's a place for that.
He's doing, yeah, he's doing
yeah.
very well. My oldest one, he's the one that would like to invest more in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter, she helps me.
Mm-hmm.
But she say, I don't want to do this.
She doesn't want to do
no.
anything with real estate. Like owning property, you mean?
No, she doesn't want to do that.
Oh, wow. That's
she's,
pretty cool.
Yeah, she says.
I wonder how my son's going to be, you know?
And how old is your son?
13.
13.
But I tell him, I pay him and I tell him like, hey, save 50% of your money. And so you can buy your own real estate. But I don't tell him like you're going to buy real estate. Like, I hope he does. But I also want him to make his own decisions, right? Because like with kids... you know, you want to tell them what to do, but you want them to make their own decisions.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Was that your approach to parenting?
Oh, yes. Yes. I never obligate my kids to move forward in something that they don't like.
Just because you said it or whatever.
No. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even myself, I didn't grow up that way.
How did you grow up?
I'm an only child.
Mm-hmm.
You can say how did I grow up. So, good parents.
Mm-hmm.
I went to good schools because
mm-hmm.
I was an only child.
Yeah.
You know, I have all the love only for myself.
That's
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I lost my parents.
Yeah.
And that was the hard part as well because. Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you lost your
I was in my 20s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was really difficult.
Difficult the way that they passed away.
Yeah.
It was in a snowstorm accident.
Mm-hmm. And they were
together. Skiing. Yeah, it's just when you even don't know where your loved one is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
That's crazy.
It's tough.
Was that the most difficult for you?
No.
That was not the most?
I thought, by the time I thought, oh no, losing a parent, that's the worst nightmare, is the worst proof test
mm-hmm.
from the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But when my husband passed away,
mm-hmm.
a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
that was a big test.
That was a big test.
It's, the universe is testing me every single day with that.
Mm. I think, Sadies, that when we had a talk, because I didn't know about your parents, but I know your husband, you know, he was sick. And, like, I know we talked sometimes in the hallway. And, you know, Sadies, I will say this. I think things like that break people, you know? And you seem to still be going forward in life, right?
Yes, because I had two options. Or stay home on the ground, or go up and stand tall. It's no other option, only two. And nobody is going to do it for me. I need to do it.
For yourself.
By myself.
Yeah.
So, because I need to set up my mind every day and say, I'm going to stay home, crying on the ground, or I just get up, get ready, and go to conquer the world.
Yeah.
And I took the second option.
And you do that all the time?
All the time.
Wow,
the time.
That's pretty cool, Sadies. Yeah. I think that as somebody, I lost my mom when I was 9.
Wow.
She passed away from breast cancer.
Oh, no.
And then we moved to America. So, like, to me, I think it's, like, hard, you know? Like, it's always hard. It's always with you, you know? Like, you're never the same after things like that. You're never the same. But you do have a choice to still smile, and you're still here. God let you be here, so you're still here. So you have a choice. But I see some people that when things like that happen to them, and then they don't move forward, you know, they little by little go down and they go lower and they, you know, do you ever have friends like that that can't get out of stuff?
Yes, and they get.
What do you tell them?
It's their choice, and I try to.
At some point, it's
choice. It's their choice.
Yeah,
it's their choice because it's only two options.
That's how you see it.
Yeah, I see it. Personally, I don't see other option.
That's it. Like you're either going to be down or you're going to go try your best to go forward.
Yeah, go forward and try to do my best to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Even here, I'm still healing or sad, but try to live a happy life.
Yeah. Do you think that that attitude helps you in life and in business?
Yes, I believe.
Did you always have that attitude?
Always, always.
Ever since you were a little kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
My parents, they always give me a good perspective in life.
How did they do that?
Yes, telling me, for example, my mom and my dad always say, you need to go to school because you never, ever should depend from anybody. They were not referring to a man, no. Mm-hmm. Even then.
Mm-hmm.
What about he didn't know to do something, and I was married when they passed away, but what about here? I was living with them, and they passed away.
So you could stand on your own
self-sufficient for myself. They told me that. Go to school, be self-sufficient, respect all people. What else? Always stand by your opinion and your rights.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let anybody put you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that you still live like that, right?
Yes.
Do you think that if you got to live your life again, right, up to now, would you do anything different?
Yes. I got married at 16. I was a...
You got married at 16?
At 16.
Wow.
With an older groom.
Mm-hmm.
I would change that. Not because I had a bad marriage or a bad spouse. No.
Mm-hmm.
Because I lost so much in my life. Because I was a child bride, basically.
Yep.
I would change that.
Because that's married, young.
Yeah, that was too young.
You have one daughter and two sons?
Yes.
Is she married?
And she's married, but she got married when she was 26.
And you told her, like, hey,
slow
it down.
Because when she finished high school, she was going to college. And did she say, oh, can we get married? Excuse me? She was...
She was talking to you about it.
Yeah, about getting married at 19.
Yeah.
And we can, stop her, but we had a conversation.
And you talked to her. Yeah, exactly. And just
I have a happy life, but I can go back. I could go back. I would change
you,
that.
You would do your, your husband passed. I think I could see on you that that's not an easy experience, right? And, but then you have this whole team of people around you, right?
Yeah. And
are your kids around here? Or are they?
One is in California and one is in Watertown.
Okay.
And my daughter's in New Hampshire.
Too close, one far.
Yeah, one far.
Do you see them all the time?
Yes, yes. I stopped a little bit when my husband was very sick, but we used to go over there twice a year. And then he always came in December.
Your son.
Yeah, but lately I always go traveling in December.
But like you have this team, right? They drive you to become better.
Better every day because they are so great.
Yeah.
They are so great. They work hard. They are very smart.
They're all caring people.
Yes, and they are the team is a very diverse team.
Yeah.
We speak so many languages.
So many. It's the international team.
Yeah, it's international. We speak Mandarin, Spanish, English, Hindi.
You have an international team. And you're one of their leaders.
Yeah, I'm at the leader with my business partner, Sid.
Yeah.
Because the happiness, I want to tell you this story.
Okay.
I met Sid 12 years ago.
12 years ago?
Yeah, he was my client.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a broken license.
Mm-hmm.
So we were working together. He was giving me like a 10, 15 listings a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he does very well.
As
an investor.
This is 12 years ago?
Or? Yeah, 12 years ago. Yeah.
And just on, he's been doing it for so long.
He's a developer right now.
Yep.
So at one point, probably before coming, that I came to Keller Williams, he said, Sadie, why we don't open an office, a real estate office? I said, no, I don't want to be a garage door agent.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to be in a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk and I convinced him to come here.
Oh wow!
And he signed up with the Keller Williams.
Yeah.
He doesn't sell like a going and showing property. No, he doesn't have time for that. But he passed us on his clients.
His investment.
His investment. His
and people that
clients.
Walk in the house.
So he at one point he has a percentage of the referral.
How did you now? Has he grown his business over time too?
All time, he's telling them when we have the meetings, he just hugged me and he'd say, listen, guys, you see this blonde here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here because of her. That is so nice.
That's so nice. After so many years.
It's so encouraged for me that he's telling that. And at the same time, he brought me to the next level, the luxury.
Yeah.
Because we do a lot of luxury.
You do a lot of luxury.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, Sadie. So, that's a good relationship for a long time.
We have a good relationship. And now the team is like a drive me every day.
And it's like an extension of what you built as in your real estate career.
Exactly.
And
it's
the progression
extension.
Of how like. Just business is going and things like that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Because we have in the team, and there are full times and part times.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't believe I had two part timers
mm-hmm.
that they do better than many Keller Williams full times.
Yeah. I see that a lot.
Yeah. So they cap.
It's just how much work you put into it. How like. Focused you are when
it's,
you work,
it's
you know?
Not, and it's not just, you need to love what you do.
You have to.
Yeah, because the other way, even if you work 24 hours and you don't love your job,
yeah.
it's not going anywhere.
it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's not. We all love our job.
Yeah.
Even we help each other, even with expecting a compensation. That is the way that we work.
Mm-hmm. What do you help each other with?
He Penelope is on vacation.
Everybody. Or like coverage, just teamwork.
Teamwork in some groups doesn't happen.
I think that is what you said earlier. It's like no I in team, right? We're all here together.
Yeah.
And like you could, just from hearing you talk about Sid, I don't know Sid that well. I think I only met him one time. But I didn't know you know him for 12 years. That's pretty crazy. I think that is like the beauty of the business. We are like a
brother and sister.
Yeah, like we meet people in this business.
They are my family.
Yeah, and they are like all the people that I think about that we've done business with. They end up being like family. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And I believe this is the keep this group or team stable,
mm-hmm.
and with that big bonding.
Yeah,
because it's like the way that everybody is, the character, the way that the mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you pick people for your team?
Well, it's a good question.
Oh,
yes.
Is it?
It's a good question.
I don't know. I didn't know.
Because every day I receive phone calls.
From people like,
people
I want to work with you, please.
Yeah. But we obviously would like any company.
Mm-hmm.
We don't accept someone that is not a good fit for us.
You treat it like a corporation.
We treat at that moment the interview. I treat it like a company. Yeah.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah, because you just can bring people just to say, oh, I had 20 individuals here. No.
What do you look for, or like, what is some of your criteria? From before anybody shows you any resume, or sometimes these people are new, they have no experience, right? So when you hire people, what do you look for in the people you choose? And then what do you say to the people you don't, like when you don't choose them, why?
Yeah, first, what they bring to us. When
mm-hmm.
I say what bringing is, I'm not referring to...
like business.
Compensation or business.
Yeah.
Because you can have a great ideas. Like,
yeah.
That is my first question.
What do they bring into the table?
Into the team.
Yeah.
Because he's someone is bringing just problems.
Yeah.
And it's no a good character. I interviewed the other day a nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
But the first couple words that she told me is how bad her company is.
Mm-hmm.
Would you hire this person?
No, I think that for me is you can teach a lot. You could teach sales. You could teach what you can't teach is like you can teach attitude, but it's just like personal responsibility. And I think what I agree with that.
Accountability, character.
You can't tell me how to be, but if I have a good attitude, you know it, you know? And,
Because everybody can learn.
Everybody can learn the business.
I can learn and I can take it on the field and learn.
But if you have a bad attitude.
No, it's like I'm losing my time.
If you're a realtor out there and you have a bad attitude, mm-hmm. change your attitude. Yes? What about for the people you do hire?
They do hire. We are no employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So... But at the same time, they need at least to attend to the meetings,
mm-hmm.
personally or by Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to try with me or by themselves to do business.
And what about their attitude?
Like, the attitude. When they are in, the attitude is because they have a good attitude.
But you know that before... they ever go on.
Yes.
You
yes.
can tell.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. Like this nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
The first impression, she was talking bad about her company.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
That That's terrible.
Yeah, this is about character.
Yeah. That's cool that you could see it. I feel like I think everybody has a good attitude. And then I find out everybody does not have a good attitude. Some people have a very bad attitude.
Yeah, because one day, one lender called me.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nice photo on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me and said, Sadie, is your team, is one requirement to be, how he put it, to be cute and well dressed?
Mm-hmm.
They say, okay, go for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to see clients, you need to dress well.
You need to dress well.
Yeah, that's businesslike.
Yeah,
that is out of the question for me.
Yeah,
they have to dress businesslike when they see clients. It doesn't matter what social class the client is. Because every client deserves respect.
Yeah.
You know, one day I had an interview for a listing.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was a very expensive house in Methuen.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady interviewed, the seller interviewed three or four agents.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a luxury agent from Andover.
Yeah.
A well-known agent.
Yeah.
So the second time that she went to see her,
yeah,
she went in a sweatpants. She was wearing sweatpants.
The other agent.
The other agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the second time it wasn't important to show respect for the prospective client.
Yeah.
And that was the only reason that the seller didn't hire her.
Because of the way she showed up.
Yes.
Hmm.
The second time.
Well, that's a good lesson.
Yeah. And she told me.
You have to always show up dressed. And you say that to your team. You have to show up.
Yeah, I don't mind when they are doing errands.
What has been like the biggest what do you think is like has been your biggest challenge in business recently?
The lack of inventory.
The lack of inventory.
The inventory.
That's from a getting business standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. Because we are at the point that we have so many buyers,
mm-hmm.
and they even go 70,000 over,
mm-hmm.
and they don't get the property.
They don't get the houses. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Let it ring. Is it a $1 million deal? $10 million? If it's $10 million deal, you can answer. I think that at the end of the day, I really enjoyed this conversation, by the way. Thank you so much. I think that at the end of the day, what people can learn from you is obviously a lot. But like what I really like about you is your attitude of like, you know, I know it's so hard to lose people from your life because we're human. You know, like it's very difficult. It's not one of those things that you just heal from, you know.
No,
it's with you, you know. But I think that the attitude of getting up and saying you only have two choices, you know, you're either going to lay on the ground crying or you got to get up and go out in the world. And
yep.
As long as you're here, you make things happen, you know. And the idea that you say to yourself, like, the universe is like throwing me a big challenge this year.
Texting me every single day.
Yeah. And then like to still, I think that you have a pretty good attitude, you know? And what do you think? You think somebody can learn that if like, say somebody has a bad attitude, do you think they can learn how to have a good attitude?
But it's going to be a lot of work.
It's going
probably
to
with
be
a
lot.
Specialist, you know, I'm not the proper person,
mm-hmm.
to teach.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah,
to
need
do it
to
right.
go with the proper specialist.
Yeah,
because the bad attitude in me, I'm not a doctor, it may be something medical.
I think that if it's not something medical, I'm not a doctor either, Sadie, but I think that if people have. I used to have a really bad attitude.
How did you convert into the nice young man that you are now?
I still have a little bit of a bad attitude. But I think that for me, a lot of learning, a lot of, you know, like this business exposes you to a lot of like motivational stuff. I think like a lot of learning, constant learning. I still learn all the time. We're in the age of information. And Maya Angelou, she has a quote and it says, do the best you can. And then when you know better, do better. But the only way you know better is education.
Like I firmly believe in education.
Right? Whether it's like self-education or you pick up 100 books and you read 100 books, you're going to be, by the time you're done with the 100th book, you're going to be a little more mentally elevated. And I think for me, that's how I became a little bit better. But I will say it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, and people say, oh, no, the luxury real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. We have a good income.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's luxury, but sometimes we can be millionaires if we write everything that happened in this business.
Yeah.
All the experience that we have had in the past.
Yeah. It goes up. Yeah, it definitely brings you to like be able to do business,
mm-hmm.
all the experience that you have, right?
Yeah.
So experience is priceless. What else do you want to say, Sadies? We can start wrapping this up.
Yeah, it's I appreciate the day that I became a full-time agent.
A full-time agent. It wasn't the first year?
No, because I wasn't banking.
Oh,
and
really?
Even my transactions, they were going with another agent because it was a conflict.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it. So, but in 2009, when I started at the end of November,
mm-hmm.
as a full-time agent,
mm-hmm.
it's the best decision that I made. And I made that decision. A client from Boston helped me. He said, Sadie, why you don't leave your job? Because you are very good at real estate.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good job, but you know, when you had that paycheck,
it's hard
to lose that.
And you probably had a good job in banking.
It was a very good job.
It's not like you're working at
good income.
Yeah.
So I say, no, I can't lose this income.
Yeah.
So I believe for the new agents, for the non-new, keep learning, keep focus on doing better every day. And just focus on real estate.
Yeah.
No, starting with different business at the same time.
Don't jump around.
No. You need to give time to your business to grow.
Yeah.
Because it's, look, businesses, they don't grow overnight. It's a process.
Yeah.
And real estate is not the exception.
Yeah. It takes time and takes dedication,
yeah.
Right? That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Focus and hard work.
Yeah. Focus and hard
and
work.
And love for the profession.
Love for the, yeah. And
love
then,
and respect for the profession.
And if you don't love it, then go find something you love that you're going to give your, like, energy to, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's cool. Sadies, I enjoy talking to you all the time. Thank you so much.
No, thank
for
you.
On the show.
It's a privilege to have me over here because I'm very shy.
Yeah. You're shy, but you're talkative.
Yeah, I'm a talker. People say, you shy?
Yeah. You're shy until you know people and get comfortable.
Yeah, it's like a wow, and
yeah.
go.
Which is good for people out there because, like, you know, you can be shy and you can be successful in business, you know, in real estate.
Yeah, because I like people.
Yeah.
I'm very oriented
yeah.
with people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like people. I'm not the kind of person to be at this deck.
Do you read books or like?
I read a lot.
You read a lot?
In English and in Spanish and German.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All the time. Oh, wow.
People say, why are you reading so much? Because I like to read.
What do you read? Everything?
Everything.
Oh.
No, everything. So here I read magazines. It's like the stock market and that kind of
just like keep yourself
updated and stuff.
Wow, that's pretty
and books
cool.
There are several
do you have any like favorites that pop in your head?
What do you mean?
Like favorite books that you could
oh yeah of? So I like Frank Kafka.
Frank
Kafka.
Kafka.
Many people doesn't know him. He's a German writer. He he died a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I like a lot the way that he write.
What does he write like?
It's like fiction.
Okay.
Like a scientific fiction.
Mm-hmm.
That's his writing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And the other one is a Colombian writer, Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Yeah.
And what is he writing?
He's a novel. He,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's another one, Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Fyodor Dostoevsky. What does he write?
He's like Crime and Punishment, that kind of writing.
Yeah.
Like,
so, and you read like all the time?
Yeah, and his books.
Are big?
Yeah, big.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
lady.
Big books, yeah.
That's cool. I don't know if I'm ready for all that, but I read all the time too.
What do you read? What do you enjoy?
I read like books on real estate. I read books on personal development. I read a lot of books on like human psychology.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I like books from people that are very accomplished and have like a good moral, like they didn't do anything wrong to anybody to become successful. I really like books on that. So I read like all kinds of stuff. Right now I'm reading Ray Dalio's book, Principles.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And I'm reading Tony Robbins' book, Money Masters the Game.
Oh, I did read that.
You have that book?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good book.
Yeah.
So I read stuff like that. I usually, and I like read it to my son too, you know? So like, because I think we live in such an age where technology, you can learn so much from everywhere. So the information is there. You just have to train yourself.
And get it.
To take the information, right? Because nobody's going to do it for you. So that's cool, Sadie.
I do a lot of reading when I go to Florida. I go over there and relax and read.
So your second house?
Yes, I have my second home over there.
Yeah, and where in Florida is
it? It's Fort Myers.
Fort Myers?
Fort Myers.
Yeah.
It's called Veranda.
And you had it for a long time? Or?
Yes, and we have it. Before we had a different one, but this one since 2015.
2015?
15 or 14.
And the value is much higher now?
Oh, yeah. I bought it new, brand new construction.
And it's what, like a townhouse? Or
it's a townhouse. It's in a beautiful development with two golf courses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And it's so nice. It's very nice.
And you go there all the time? Or
after my husband passed, it's like I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But last year I went twice.
Yeah.
But now I have my test in May. I'm going by myself.
You're going to go by yourself?
Yeah, but my best friend lives there.
Yeah.
So this is a big test for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see. You're going to be
fine. And I can't sell it because my husband say, don't sell it.
He didn't want you to sell it.
No, he said, don't sell it. Keep it. So I had to keep it because the other way I will sell it and buy it. Yeah, to try to move to a different one.
That's what you would have done if he didn't say
yeah,
don't
but
sell.
He say, don't sell the
yeah,
house.
Don't sell it. Enjoy the house, you know.
So I'm going to stay there.
That's probably what would make his memories happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Thank you so much. Really, Dave, privilege to be here with you.
I'm so happy to have you.
So.
All right, everybody, if people want to reach you or if they want to join your team, how are they going to find you?
Yeah, they can find me on my Luxury website or Sadie's Borrero at luxuryhomes.com or my email, sadieskw.com or my phone number, 978-590-8918.
I'll add this to the description and thank you. Okay. Bye,
thank you for joining. Goodbye.